Get ready, Cyclone Nation.
Down and Iowa State wins it.
3-point jumper right side. Good.
Throws, caught, Petway, touchdown.
Shayok delivers a tough jumper.
And buries it. A three from the right corner.
Fire up the band.
Are you kidding me?
This is the Cyclone Insider on the Morning Kickstart with the voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, John Walters.
Now time for our Cyclone Insider here on Iowa's Best Country Kicks 101.1 with the voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, John Walters. John, how are you this Thursday?
Doing great. How are you, Brandon?
Doing really good. Of course, a tough loss for Iowa State on Monday. It was another one of those games that got started really well in the first half as Kansas ended up defeating Iowa State 91-71. It just seems like the first half goes pretty good, and then it's the second half where teams kind of take advantage of Iowa State. Do you think that's just because due to some of the injuries and things of that nature?
I think that might have had something to do with it. You're hitting shots early. You're feeling pretty good. But can you sustain it? You know, I mean, Iowa State hit 9 of 11 three-pointers to start out the game, and that was a terrific start, but they were still trailing at that point. And so, you know, getting stops against Kansas, getting them slowed down was the hard part. And you know, none of that's surprising to me. I mean, I thought Iowa State competed hard, played hard.
Mm-hmm.
I thought a lot of guys played really well. They're really, really, really good. And, you know, without Halliburton, you just don't have that margin for error, and you're going to have to play great to beat them. And it was hard for Iowa State to sustain that over a 40-minute period, just like I think it would have been for a lot of other teams going in there that night. If Kansas is going to shoot, you know, 58% against anybody on that mm-hmm. floor, mm-hmm. they're going to beat anybody. They're going to beat anybody.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's just reality. And now, does some of that have to do with Iowa State's defense? Yeah, it does. I mean, they're a little bit limited in what they can do defensively, especially with the kind of lineup they have to play now. But it's, you know, the reality is Kansas had a very hot shooting night as well. And when they're hot, they're almost impossible to beat.
Baylor's ranked number one right now. Kansas is ranked third. West Virginia at 17. Texas Tech is in third place in the Big 12, but they are in third place, but not ranked in the top 25 as we speak right now. What do you think that all says about the Big 12 and how tough it is this year?
Well, I think the difference with the Big 12 this year, it's always been really strong top to bottom. And I don't think that it's particularly weak at the bottom, although some people have made that argument. I don't agree with that. I look at Kansas State going in last night, having a great chance against Texas Tech. Until that one kind of got away from them at the end. Texas, you know, defeats TCU, very, very shorthanded. But I think the big difference this year is at the top of the league, where Baylor and Kansas are elite teams that can win a national championship.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, their record against the rest of the league is practically undefeated. They've only, you know, the one loss for the two of them was against each other. And so, you know, that makes everybody else's record look worse when you'd have two just completely dominant teams like that. It makes the other records look pretty bad because they're beating everybody on their home court, you know. And so
mm-hmm.
I do think it's a competitive league top to bottom, but I also agree that there are two really elite teams at the top. And that's where I think, you know, the Big 12 can really make a statement this year in the NCAA tournament. You know, and it doesn't always go according to chalk. We all know that. That's what the NCAA tournament's all about.
Mm-hmm.
But I think anybody would argue right now that Baylor or Kansas has a tremendous chance to win a national championship. And, you know, they're going to have to do the work. It's not going to be easy, but they've got as good a chance as anybody in college basketball right now to run the table.
Iowa State will host Texas Tech on Saturday. 5 o'clock is the tip-off. Pregame show starts at 4. What's one thing that Iowa State will have to do to be able to win this game against Texas Tech?
Be tough. You know, I mean, that's what Texas mm-hmm. Tech's going to be. They're going to come in. They're going to be hard-nosed. They're going to grind like crazy. You know, they're going to try to outwork you on your home floor. And you've got to match that toughness. And Iowa State's been tough at home, and they've really played pretty good defense in their last couple home games against Kansas State and Texas. So they're going to have to come out and do that again, make it difficult for Texas Tech to score and match their toughness, compete on the boards. They can do that. I think they have a great chance to win this game.
Iowa State again hosts Texas Tech on Saturday at 5 o'clock. You can catch the game here on Kicks 101.1. He's the voice of the Iowa State Cyclones. John Walters with us on our Cyclone Insider. John, thanks for the time as always.
Yeah, my pleasure, Brandon. Talk to you soon.
Cyclone Insider with John Walters. Every Thursday morning at 8:30 on the Morning Kickstart. Covering Cyclone territory. Iowa's best country. Kicks 101.1.